New discoveries related to attack plots in Russia have the country on edge. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to talk about how the church in Russia can respond in a culture of fear. And then the clock is ticking to get audio Bibles into Ghana. These stories and more today, equipping you with the grace to do. We'll start, though, in Russia, where the short break from terror is over. Monday's railway attack in St. Petersburg made people nervous, and yesterday's discovery of new explosives in a residential building didn't help. Mission Eurasia's president, Sergei Rakuba, says these incidents are happening with enough frequency that
people are wondering what's next, why government is not protecting us. So there are lots of concern because of this.
Now, the government's been answering with increasing anti-terror measures.
But they mostly target the most peaceful people, like the evangelical churches.
New terror regulations have proven challenging for Mission Eurasia, too.
Continue praying so that God gives wisdom to the church leaders who currently are looking for solutions, trying to appeal to the Russian government to distinguish evangelical church and other Christian groups that are different than Russian Orthodox Church from terrorists.
But take heart. The leaders of the evangelical church in Russia have done this before.
We remember how to do this. We're faithfully sharing the gospel when we were even underground, you know, back when the Soviet regime was in power.
And they'll be the ones showing the next generation of the church how to survive. Links to Mission Eurasia's programs can be found at missionnews.org. And today is World Health Day, and this year the United Nations is focusing on mental health and depression. John Ramey with Frontiers USA says these issues are very timely, since the refugee crisis is generating an entire people group with high levels of depression and mental health trauma. A third of refugees demonstrate signs of significant depression, especially male refugees.
The UN informs us that the suffering of the men refugees is very, very pointed, and there isn't very much directed to help them, because these men have lost their family home or apartment or whatever was handed down to them. People came in and invaded their space. They couldn't protect their family. Many times their wife or their mother or their daughter was violated. They feel very humiliated. Now they've been displaced in a country where they can't legally work. They feel a lot of shame and resentment, and it's very difficult.
Ramey says partner ministries are reaching out to refugees with art therapy, counseling, and the gospel.
The gospel does bring hope, to be able to cling to the promise of eternity and to cling to Jesus Christ who gave us that promise, because otherwise the despair can be so black.
So please, pray that the refugees who are suffering from depression would find comfort in Jesus Christ. We're going to wrap up with a story from One Way Ministries. We're talking about a very specific need for an audio Bible called Bible Plus for Ghana, West Africa. One Way Ministries, Michael Thompson shares.
There are pockets of tens of thousands of people that have no understanding whatsoever who Jesus is, what the gospel is, that are more in the northern region. There's a big Islamic push down from the north all across West Africa. There really is a very key spot where the Christian Church of the South and the push down from the north are meeting, and those are in regions that are largely among unreached rural peoples.
Now, One Way has about a week to get the funding for 1,000 Bible Plus units in order to send them to Ghana. Needless to say, the ministry needs help with this short deadline.
The very first thing that a person hears when they finally receive one of these units is, today you hold in your hand the most valuable possession that you could ever own. It is the key to life, it is the truth about the living God, the Creator, and His love for us as a people group.
So here's how you can help. You can pray for and talk about the need. And if possible, would you consider donating? To give, go to missionnews.org. We've got the links for One Way Ministries there. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.